I'm curious about something. Those of you who have done what Jennifer did earlier in her life, was doing up until 5 years ago, you don't have anyone to go home to. And, you know, you felt empty. And some people might say they were feeling, you know, might say that you're feeling lonely when you're going home day after day, evening after evening, night after night, and there's no one there but you. And that's not to say that everyone who's in that situation feels lonely, because some people don't. There are a lot of people who are very, very comfortable being alone day after day. And they don't necessarily feel lonely. Now, I do remember, and I do want us to recall, that a lot of the experts say that it is good when we have a strong, supportive network in our lives, because it can improve quality of life, well-being, and in many cases, even increase longevity. It can have a positive impact on how long we live. But still, that's not the that doesn't negate the fact that some people, not all people, necessarily feel lonely, or, as Jennifer put it, empty, because they don't have anyone to go home to. But notice this, though. Her life basically consisted of work, work, work. Once she took some work off the plate, notice she had space on the plate for an intimate relationship. She also had space on the plate for massage therapy. She also had space on the plate for exercise. Pretty good. All by taking her work week down from an average of roughly 68 hours per week to 40 hours per week. You figure now, that's on average, it's just, and I'm saying on average because I know she said 60 to 75, so I'm just saying, let's just average it out around 68 hours per week. She gave herself an extra 28 hours each week to do something other than work. 28 hours during her waking hours to do something besides work. That's good self-care. Remember now, we're told that we should love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Love our neighbors in the same way that we love ourselves. If we love our neighbors such that we want them to have a balanced life and don't want them pouring themselves into work and getting to the point where they've destroyed their health and they've robbed themselves of other experiences that could have been very, very rewarding, well, we should love ourselves the same way. Nothing wrong with that. What was the turning point for Jennifer? She says she finally realized that work addiction, like the other forms of addiction, can be fatal. Work addiction can be fatal. That is not an exaggeration. Believe me. WebMD is sharing this information with us, and I've talked with you a bit about some of the other folks. In fact, some of you may recall that I've shared with you how in Japan, that was so fashionable. It was the thing to do. Work yourself to death. Work, 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 work. And finally, tear your body down, break your body down so badly that you literally die from overwork. That's not an exaggeration. She finally realized just like the other forms of addiction that were in her life, the work addiction could kill her. She said, if it doesn't kill me, it'll keep me miserable the rest of my life. Remember what happened to her. Her menstrual period disappeared. Now, I know that some people might be thinking, oh, that's not that big a deal. Well, really, it is a big deal. Some people might even be thinking, wow, that was great. She didn't have to deal with pads or tampons anymore. She didn't have to worry about... Remember, she was still suffering chronic abdominal pain. And remember this, it benefits the body for a woman who is still at the age of having menstrual periods to have those menstrual periods. There are so many changes in the body taking place that benefits the overall well-being of the woman by virtue of the fact that she's going through the periods. And of course, you recall that, you know, one of the major purposes, one of the main things that's happening with the menstrual period is that the woman's body has been, the female's body, because it's not always a woman. Of course, we know we have girls who experience menstrual periods. That's when it starts in girlhood and not womanhood. But the body is preparing for pregnancy and childbirth. And it's going through these cycles, and it doesn't need to, the body doesn't need to carry a child, because the woman, the female, doesn't become pregnant. And everything that is not needed is moved out through the body, including through blood that issues out during the menstrual period. And this cycle helps with the overall well-being, health of the female. And so it really is not good that a female's menstrual period disappears, goes away before the time. Menstrual periods disappeared. She was constantly grinding her teeth. And can you imagine grinding your teeth so badly that you eventually crack a tooth as a result? So, yeah, that overworking would definitely have kept her miserable had she not stopped it. Many people still look at long hours on the job as proof of their work ethic. And you all know I had a conversation about that with you a short while ago. Working diligently, working faithfully is a great way to show your loyalty to the company, to show your work ethic. But to choose not to wear yourself out does not indicate that you lack a work ethic. It may be indicating that you value work and the quality of the job you do as an employee or as a CEO, whatever your position is. And your insistence on not letting work take over your life may also indicate that you also value the quality of your role as a husband and the quality of your role as a father and the quality of what you do in your role in as a civic participant who may participate on one or two civic organizations. So what you're saying is, you know, I really value a number of things, of which work is one. Some historians trace the work ethic to the Protestant Reformation in the 1500s, when working hard was thought to align with the values of the faith. But remember now, in Scripture, our Creator has said we are not supposed to be burning the candle at both ends. He actually speaks against that. And so really, when we study the Word of God, we find that God proposes that we have proper times of rest. Some people I know think that the Sabbath rest, working no more than 6 days a week and having a day where you're off, you're able to rest. Some people contend that that is just an Old Testament rule for the Old Testament Israelites, and they say that has no relevance to life today. Need to remember, God set the example when he worked 6 days and rested on the seventh day. And remember, at that time, there was no Israel and there was no law. And yet he set the example, letting us know that we were not supposed to be always working, that we should have a day where we rest. Americans who work full time log an average of 47 hours a week. And I want to ask you, what is your average? How many hours per week do you normally work, a typical week? 47, 53, 32? I know a lot of members of management are at the point where they're really only hiring on a part-time basis. They don't hire people to work 40 hours a week. That's a catch-22, because people need those hours so they can get the pay that comes with those hours. And so a lot of people find themselves working two jobs, some working three jobs, just to survive. But we still have that a lot of people who are working quite a few hours a week. Americans who work full-time do log, as I mentioned, an average of 47 hours a week, according to a 2014 Gallup poll. Some, of course, put in many more hours than that. And while Americans like to pride themselves on being the hardest workers around, it's not necessarily true, according to global statistics from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. That organization's 2014 report found that overall, Mexicans average 43 hours a week compared with U.S. workers' 34.2 hours per week. In recent years, researchers have found that working long hours is linked with a variety of health issues. Jennifer discovered and mentioned some of hers. Among the ailments linked with long work hours, what would you put in the list? Some of the ailments, some of the afflictions, some of the problems, the physical problems that come about as a result of working long hours. Let's take a look at what they say about that in just a few minutes.